おはようございます。
おはようございます。
もう12月に入って、12月といえば何でしょうか。そうですね、クリスマスですね。子供に聞いてみると、クリスマスといえばプレゼントですね。思いませんか。はい。大人に聞いてみるとどうでしょう。ある人はろうそくですね。ちょっとロマンティックね、好きな人と食事をする、静かに後ろに山下達郎のクリスマスイーブの歌ですね。あ、実は私かもしれないんですけど、はい、クリスマスの3つの印、博士たちではなくて3つの印の話、皆さんと、してみたいと思います。一般的にはクリスマスといえばイエス様の誕生だけですね。みんなほとんど、一般の人ですね、考えると思うんですが、今日は私たちが、誕生だけではなくて、もちろんそれも含めるんですけど、イエス様のすべての人生の話、皆さんと、もう一回繰り返して見てみたいと思います。まず会話オケのところなんですが、ルカによる福音書の2章の1節から7節まで、そこに、見ていただきたいと思います。ルカによる福音書の2章の1節から7節まで、教会聖書は51ページですね。新約聖書の51ページ2章の1節から7節まで、どうぞ日本語で読んでください。 Good morning. When you hear the word Christmas, what comes to mind for you? I asked about children, but typically when you say the word Christmas for children, we know what comes out of their mouth very quickly, don't we? Presents. It still comes out of my mouth from time to time too, but it doesn't seem to help. It's okay, it's that time of life when I'm supposed to be giving more than receiving, I guess. For many people in Japan, Christmas is a romantic time. I don't know if you're aware of the Japanese Christmas tradition. But many times they have a Christmas cake in Japan. That's kind of a tradition here. And many times they're with someone that they love. It'd be a date or a husband or wife, you know, family. And they will maybe have candles and have that cake together. And in my case, I have a really favorite song that I like to hear this time. Maybe, I don't know if you've heard it. There's a Japanese singer called Yamashita Tatsuro. And he has a song that I really like. It's called Christmas Eve. You get a chance. He has an English version and a Japanese version, by the way. You can look it up on YouTube. It's really neat to hear it in both languages. So remember his name, Yamashita Tatsuro. It's called Christmas Eve. Typically, when you hear the word Christmas, people have a tendency to only focus on the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, I would like to look at three symbols, not three wise men, in the story of Jesus. Today, we'll be looking at three of those. The first of those is found in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. So if you have a moment, read a familiar passage to you just to set the mood. But Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, if you'll read there, I'll go back into Japanese. はい、最初の印ですね。2章の7節に書いてあります。初めての子を産み、肉脱いで会話桶に寝かせた。ね、最初は会話桶ですね。会話桶といえばちょっと汚いところと思いませんか？動物の餌いられているものなんですが、イエス様はそこで生まれて来られたんですね。会話桶、一つのクリスマスの印。その産んだ時に、皆さん聞いたことあると思うんですが、天使たちがこのように示してくれたあのメッセージは平和ですね。正解 の平和、イーサマ、あげるためのものです。では、そういう記号、このように持ってきたんですね、イーサマが。そのメッセージ、考えながら、歌ちょっと聞いてみたいと思うんですが、今日は4人、歌ってくれるんですが、一般的にはみんな一緒に歌ってもらうんですけど、今日はちょっと違う思いで歌聞いてもらいたいんですね。今日はその歌聞きながらよく会話を受け、その夜の雰囲気、気持ち与えられるように来てだけお願いしたいと思います。 So as you read in Luke chapter 2 we find Jesus born in a manger, in a place where we all recognize it's not the grandest of hotels, not the nicest of places for the king of this world to be born in, but that's where God decided to have it done. We recognize that as humble beginnings for Jesus, don't we? And it adds something to the message, doesn't it? The fact that Jesus was born in such circumstances. The manger symbolizes something, not in the sense that it's just a place where animals typically ate from. But we also recognize on that night when Jesus was about to be born, the angels appeared to those shepherds and he brought a particular message for them, one of peace. So we recognize when we typically think of the time in Jesus' life as a baby, of him bringing peace, bringing hope of peace to this world. We're going to listen to a song now, sung by four of our members. And as we hear that song, I'd like for you not to sing along today, even though that we usually do that. I want you to hear a song that we often sing, but today just to kind of maybe even close your eyes and think about what was it like on that night, perhaps around 2,000 years ago when Jesus was brought into this world. Think about the words you hear every Christmas many, many times. Let's try to imagine what it was on the night when the bringer of hope came to this world.
Mother and child.
違いない、こういうイメージありますよね、クリスマスの時に。今日はそこまで考えて終わりしたくないと思います。クリスマスはそこまで話終わらないんですね。でもこの世の中でイエス様は赤ちゃんの時だけ考えている人もいると思うんですが、私たちはしっかりしてイエス様のすべての人生よく見ながら毎日生活するんですが、次続きまして2つ目の印、皆さんと、見ていただきたいんです。それは船ですね。船、マルコの4章の35節から41節まで、教会聖書は35ページですね。35ページです。マルコの4章の35節から41節まで、ここはイエス様の30歳ぐらいの時のハプニングがあります。そこでどうぞ見てください。So, of course, that song is sung in many Christmases around the world, and typically there are many people, even in the secular world, who don't necessarily worship Jesus, but they like that romantic feel of Christmas, right? And the story usually stops there with them. They don't really allow the story or the life of Jesus to penetrate any further into their hearts. But those of us who have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I think it's important to remember the whole life of Jesus, even during Christmas time. And next, we're going to look at one of the happenings of Jesus when he was about 30 years old, found in the book of Mark, verses 35 to 41. We'll find the second symbol there of a boat. So if you would read there in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Verses 35 to 41. イエス様の名前を叫んで、その助けに来たんですね。イエス様助けに来ました。では40節に書いてあります。39節、イエスは起き上がって風を叱り、湖に黙れ静まれと言われた。けど風は止み、すかり波になった。私ですね、イエス様が間違いない人間の助けに来ました。このように希望だけ、希望の持ち方ではなくて人間の助けに来ました。三つ目の印はイザヤ52章の13節から53章の12節まで、聖餐の時に1節から53章の1節から6節まで読んだんですが、今日は完全に同じ箇所の最初から最後まで読みたいと思います。旧約聖書の575ページです。イザヤ書の52章の13節から、あと53章のすべて、どうぞ読んでください。読みながらできれば彼読むときにイエス様の名前入れていただきたいと思います。The second symbol, a boat. Not necessarily anything out of ordinary, just a boat. We know this story, don't we? We often talk about that when life throws us a curve or storms arise in our lives. But it's helpful to remind ourselves, even during Christmas, that it's not always a simple Christmas for everyone. It's not always so quiet. not always romantic for everyone. Something blissful. I mean, even this past week, one of our members here lost a brother all of a sudden. Right? Passed on. Some of you maybe have had members like myself who suddenly found out they have cancer and they've only been given 2 to 3 months to live. And their life doesn't always hit pause when Christmas comes, right? And there are people around us who are in need of not just a message of hope, but they need someone to be involved in their life. And the story reminds us of that, doesn't it? The practicality of Jesus not just being a baby that brought hope into the world. He grew up at about the age of 30. He started doing miracles. And one of those miracles is when he stood up in a boat one evening when the weather was not cooperating. And the disciples yelled out his name. We can picture it, can't we? He raises his hands. He stands up in confidence. You can just hear that voice must have boomed all across that scene. Peace. Be still. People need to hear that now. They need to hear it even during Christmas. Let's remind ourselves, Christmas also brings with it a helper. The last symbol is found in Isaiah chapter 53. Excuse me, starting with actually with 52. We read part of that during the Lord's Supper. If you would, open to Isaiah chapter 52, and we're going to start with verse 13 there. It's a fairly long passage. Some of you have probably read it before, but I think it's poignant for this time of year to also look at the death of Jesus Christ, the third symbol, the cross. Many people don't want to think about that around Christmas time, right? We'd again rather just remain in the part of Jesus' life that's not confrontational, right? But I think it's important, even at Christmas time, for us to remember the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. So today, the third symbol is the cross. And as you read about that, and as you come across the word, the pronoun he, if you would substitute the name of Jesus, let your mind replace that impersonal pronoun with a proper noun, Jesus Christ. So if you would, read Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13, all the way to 53 through 12. And as you're reading, we will have a song sang. It kind of sets a background for you as you read this. And they'll be singing, I believe it is, On a Hill Far Away. Is that right, Mike? Change the song? Okay. Sorry. But it is a song that deals with the cross. We had some technical difficulties this morning, so we changed the song at the last moment. But you'll only hear the song in Japanese, but the song is reflective about the cross of Jesus Christ. So if you can hear that in the background, but at the same time, read from 52:13 all the way through 53:12. 皆さん、読み続きながら、歌っていただきたいと思うんですが、どうぞ、読むのは読めないで、聞きながら、これを読んでください。石を敷いた川主の御たしが 長い箇所ですね。すいません、読んでいただいて。私が書いてなかったんですね。直接にそういう単語を僕に書いてないんですけど、今日広瀬兄弟が言ったように700年前ですね、そのイエス様十字架につけられたの前、この予言されてあったんですが、間違いないこの予言すべて苦しみの雰囲気ですね、私たち読みながら感じられますね。そう思いませんか。クリスマスの時にこれをどうでしょう、考えたくないんですか。綺麗なところだけ考えたいんですね。イエス様の誕生の時だけ、前の時だけはすごくいい話雰囲気なんですが、イエス様の最後の人生の最後のところをちょっとロマンティックは言えないんですね。実はそれもイエス様の話です。全て入ってる。もう殺されても、まあ、もちろん殺されたのは話なんですが、クリスチャンにとっては話はそこで終わらないんですね。イエス様は殺しながら私たちの正解の救い主になりまして、蘇って現在神様の右腕の方で待ってます。この世を終わって私たちの救いために戻ってきます。 So this is not typically a passage we read around Christmas time, is it? I know mostfamilies don't maybe spend a lot of time talking about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ when we talk about Christmas, but I think it's important for us to remember again the whole picture, the whole story. We have to finish the book. We have to finish the life of Jesus Christ. Yes, he was born into wonderful circumstances in the sense that he brought hope into this world. And we see his might and power as he stands up on the ship and he says, "Peace be still."And his life ends in a frail moment as he's pinned to that cross. And we see the light of life fluttering in his eyes. You can picture his eyelids closing and his life ending. It's not typically something we think of as we sit around the Christmas tree and singing Christmas carols. Think about it. How many Christmas carols reflect on the death of Jesus Christ, right?But I think it's important for us as Christians to remember, again, that that's a message the world needs. Because for you and I, the message doesn't end there, does it? It doesn't end with a frail man pinned to a tree and his life flickering out. 3 days later, right? The story continues. Resurrected in victory. And now he's waiting at the right hand of God. And God blows that trumpet or has the trumpet blown. He returns to this world to become our Savior.I hope that whole message will be one that we can take wherever we go during this Christmas season. クリスマスの季節にこういう話、すべて誕生のところだけではなくて、すべてイエス様の人生の話、私たちの周りの人たちに伝えるように。最後にちょっと有名な話、皆さんに読んでいただきたいんですが、まあ、三本の木の話聞いてもらえますか。三本の木の話、こういう本なんですが、今から、スクリーンでページ見ながら、私は英語で読みます。チャーリーが、日本語で読んでいただきたいと思います。どうぞこの三つの印考えながらこの話を聞いてください。Three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up.
遥か遠い昔、ある山の頂に三本の木が育っていた。三本の木は大きくなった時に何になりたいかそれぞれに夢があった。
First little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. I want to hold treasure, he said. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world.
僕は宝石や宝物を抱えるのが大好きだ。だから世界一美しい宝物の箱になるんだ。と最初の木は言った。
The second tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. I want to be a strong sailing ship, he said. I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world. The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. I don't want to leave this mountain tip top at all, she said.I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world.
僕は強い帆船になりたい。世界中で一番頑丈な帆船になるんだ。と二番目の木を言った。私はこの山の山上から動きたくないわ。やがて私の背丈が伸びて、人々が小杖を見上げるとき、天に目を向けて神様のことを考えてほしいの。だから世界中で一番背の高い木になるつもりよ。と3番目の木を言った。
Years passed, the rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed a mountain.
ある日のこと、三人の木こりが山を登ってきた。最初の木こりが勢いよく斧を振り下ろすと、最初の木はバッサリと倒れた。
The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me. With a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest, thought the first tree.I shall hold wonderful treasure. The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, This tree is strong. It's perfect for me. With a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. Now I shall sail mighty waters, thought the second tree. I shall be a strong ship fit for kings. The third tree felt her heart sink. When the last woodcutter looked her way,She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. Any kind of tree will do for me, he muttered. With a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell.
二番目の木こりの女が振り下ろされると、二番目の木はドーンと倒れた。三番目の木こりの女のパシッという音とともに、三番目の木も倒れた。
First tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter's shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals.
最初の木こりが最初の木を大工の仕事場に運び込んだとき、木は大喜びだった。けれども、忙しく働く大工は宝箱を作ることは考えてもなかった。虫くれだった大工の指が作ったものは、家畜の餌を入れる木箱だった。
The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat, too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river. He was taken to a little lake. Every day, he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish.
2番目の木は、木こりが船大工の仕事場にその木を運び入れたとき、にんまりとした。しかし、その日、船大工が作ったのは、威風堂々とした帆船どころか、ありふれた漁船でしかなかった。
The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in the lumberyard. What happened? The once tall tree wondered. All I ever wanted to do was stay on the mountaintop and point to God.
3番目の木は戸惑ってしまった。3番目の木こりはその木をがっちりとした柱の形に削った後、材木小屋に置き去りにして行ってしまったからだった。一体どういうことなのかしら。私が願ったことは高い杯で神様を指し示すことだけだったのにと背丈の伸びだけは納得がいかなかった。
Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. I wish I could make a cradle for him, her husband whispered.The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. This manger is beautiful, she said. And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world.
それから長い長い年月が過ぎて、三本の木は自分たちの夢さえほとんど忘れかけていた。けれども、ある夜のこと、一人の若い母親が生まれたばかりの初子をあの動物の餌箱の中に寝かせたとき、黄金に輝く星の光が最初の木で作った餌箱の上にキラキラと降り注いだ。そのとき最初の木ははっと気づいた。自分は世界で一番たっとい宝物を抱いているのだと。
One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake.Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. A tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand and said, Peace. The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth.
夕暮れ、疲れた旅人とその仲間たちが大勢で古ぼけた漁船に乗り込んで湖に出た。まもなく嵐が吹き荒れ始めた。二番目の木の漁船がガタガタと沈んだ。しかしその時、その旅人が両手を広げて、沈まれと嵐に向かって叫ぶと、暴れ狂っていた風が沈まった。二番目の木は自分が天と地を統治する王をお見せしているとことに、このせしていることにはっと気づいた。
One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when the soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel.
ある金曜日の朝のこと、3番目の木は材木置き場からいきなり引き出されて驚いた。そして怒号する群衆の中を引きずり回され、恐怖におののいた。兵士たちが一人の男の両手を柱となった3番目の木に釘で打ちつけたとき、身震いをした。その惨めさ、残酷さと醜さに木は打ちのめされそうだったからだった。
On Sunday morning,When the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It made the first tree beautiful. It made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God.
日曜日の朝、太陽が昇り、三本目の木の立つ大地が喜びに揺れ動いていたとき、三本目の木は神様の愛がすべてのものを変えてしまったことを悟った。
What's better than being the tallest tree in the world?
神様の愛で最初の木は美しくされたこと、 神様の愛で2番目の木は強くされたこと、そして人々が3番目の木のことを思うときはいつも神様のことを考えるようになったこと、世界で一番背が高い木であることよりもそのことはどれほど素晴らしいことか。
本当のクリスマスのお話ですね。すべてイサマの人生の話を含めてこのクリスマスの季節にその人に伝えるように、まとめ言うと会話を受け、希望主ですね、船助け主、あと十字架私たちの救い主、この3つ覚えてクリスマス楽しんでみましょう。